The following is a lecture entitled Saving Earth from Environmental Disaster, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 7th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Thank you very much. And before I begin this very, very important presentation, I'd first of all like to invoke auspiciousness.
Pradžioje aš norėčiau iškviesti visą palaimingą
by chanting this Vedic mantra.
Sukartojant vedinę mantrą.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, we are currently facing great difficulty on this planet.
Is there any water?
There are many calamities in the present time besieging the human society.
Ir žmonija šiais laikais turi patirti daugybę sunkumų.
The leaders are having big meetings all over the world in so many different places, trying to figure out how to solve the problems of the planet.
Viso pasaulio lyderiai susirenka įvairiuose susirinkimuose, stengdamiesi išspręsti pasaulio problemas.
But they are missing the point.
Bet jiems vis nesiseka.
They are dealing with the symptoms rather than the cause.
Nes jie rūpinasi pasekmėm, bet ne priežastimi.
You can go on treating symptoms, but until you can actually treat the cause, the symptoms will continue to manifest.
Ir jūs galite gydyti ligos požymius, bet tol, kol jūs nesimsite iš esmės ligos priežasties gydyti, rezultatų nepasieksite.
So, I am traveling all over the world to spread this information.
Ir keliauju aš pats po visą pasaulį šitą informaciją skleisdamas.
What is the actual root cause of all the problems besieging the human society?
Kadangi, paaiškinti žmonėm, kadangi yra šakninė priežastis visų problemų.
And what can be done to alleviate it on that level?
Ir ką reiktų tame lygmenyje padaryti, kad viskas pasikeistų aplink?
If we can go to the root level of all the problems,
jeigu mes pasiektume pačią priežastį giliausią visų problemų,
and we deal with them on that level,
ir spręstume problemas šitame lygmenyje,
then all the problems can easily be solved.
Tokios problemos išsispręstų greit.
But if you just want to go after the symptoms, you can spend 100 million years treating the symptoms and you'll still have problems.
Bet jeigu jūs tik tai požymius lygos gydysite ar sunkumo požymius, milijonų metais galite tai daryti ir nepasieksite rezultato.
There's so many calamities now. They're talking about global warming.
pasaulio atšilimas.
They're talking about the deserts of the world expanding more and more and more. Desertification, they call it.
Ir dykumos plinta, skleidžiasi, didėja dykumos pasaulyje įvairiose šalyse.
They're talking about running out of fossil fuel and how our society will go if there's no petrol left.
Ir kalbama apie kuro trūkumą, kaipgi mes galėsim gyventi, jeigu baigsis kuras.
They're talking about a shortage of water.
Bet kalbama apie gėlo vandens trūkumą.
So there are many, many, many different problems.
Dėl to gausybė įvairiausių bėdų.
Disease.
Ligos.
Terrorism.
Terrorizmas.
Crime.
Nusikalstamumas.
The list goes on and on and on.
Ir sąrašas tęsiasi be galo be krašto.
But the very simple thing is we simply have to understand what is the underlying cause for all of these problems.
Bet reikėtų visų pirma, tai tik pasistengt suprast, kamegi šakninė priežastis visų tų simptomų.
To come to that understanding, we have to understand what is the source of existence itself.
Ir kad suprasti tą šakninę priežastį, reikia suprasti, kame yra visos egzistencijos gyvenimo šaknis.
What is causing this causing manifestation to exist?
Kokia, kas priverčia šitą visą visatą kūrinyje atsirasti ir funkcionuoti?
The scientists have many theories.
Mokslininkai turi gausybę teorijų.
They say, well, there was a big bang in outer space.
Ir sakoma, kad kažkada, kai nieko nebuvo, įvyko didžiulis sprogimas.
Many, many theories are there, you see.
Tiek daug įvairiausių teorijų.
So, these scientists, they want to know what is the origin of the universe.
Dėl to mokslininkai nori sužinoti, iš kur viskas kilo.
And the theologists, they also are very interested, what is the origin of the universe.
Ir įvairūs mokslininkai stengiasi suprasti esmę, iš kur viskas kilo.
So, my point is this.
Taigi, apie ką aš kalbu.
If we can actually understand what is the origin of the universe, where is all the energy coming from?
Ir jeigu suprasime, iš kur kilusi visata, iš kur energija visa kyla.
And we can properly connect ourselves with that energy.
Ir galėtumėm susijungti, pasiekti tą energiją.
Just by that one act of reconnecting with the original source of energy.
Ir vien tik tai susijungiant su šaltiniu visos energijos.
Every problem can be solved.
Visos problemos iškart galėtų būti išspręstos.
When I came into this room a few minutes ago,
ir kai aš šį kambarį prieš kelias minutes įėjau,
I noticed that it was very dark in here.
Ir pastebėjau, kad čia tamsoka buvo prieš man ateinant.
Even though there are so many nice lights up and down the ceiling,
nors tiek daug lampų prisegta prie lubų,
it was very dark.
Bet buvo tamsu.
Why was it dark?
Kodėlgi tamsu?
Because these very nice lights were not connected with the power hub.
Nes šitos lampos nebuvo sujungtos su elektros šaltiniu.
So how are they connected with the powerhouse?
Kaipgi tai daroma?
Through that switch over there on the wall.
Įjungiant jungtuką, jungiklį elektros.
The problem of darkness in this room was easily taken care of just by pushing the switch.
Ir matot problema, kaip lengvai sprendžiasi, jeigu žinai priežastį ir šaknį.
So that is how easy it actually will be to solve all the problems of the world.
Ir pasaulio problemas lygiai taip pat būtų galima lengvai išspręsti, jeigu žinot kaip.
We simply have to find that one switch that will reconnect everything and everyone with the original source of energy.
Reiktų surasti tik tai vieną jungtuką, jungiklį, kurio galima būtų pasijungti prie pirminio energijos šaltinio.
So how will we find out?
Taigi, kaip mums surasti tą jungiklį?
How will we know that it was the original source of the energy?
Ir kaip pažinti tą pirminę energijos šaltinį?
How will we know how to reconnect?
Ir kaip prisijungti, kaip sužinoti?
Well, I was very fortunate.
Man pasisekė asmeniškai.
I was seeking this knowledge 40 years ago.
40 metų atgal aš jau ieškojau šitų žinių.
And I was fortunate to find it.
Ir man pasisekė, aš radau.
Actually, the absolute truth is the source of all energies. Many people nowadays say, well, there's no such thing as an absolute
truth.
But we have to ask them, my dear sir, are you absolutely sure there's no absolute truth?
Ir reiktų tokio žmogaus paklausti, gerbiamas ponia, ar tu tikrai manai, kad tokio dalyko kaip absoliuti tiesa nėra.
In other words, if someone says there is no absolute truth,
taigi, jeigu kas nors pareiškia, absoliučios tiesos nėra,
they are attempting to make an absolute statement.
Jie ruošiasi padaryti absoliutų teiginį.
But since their philosophy is that there are no absolutes, therefore they cannot say there is no absolute.
Ir jeigu jie teigia, kad absoliuto nėra, tai jie ir teiginio absoliutaus negali padaryti.
Therefore, the non-existence of the absolute truth is absurd. It's impossible.
Dėl to pati idėja absoliučios tiesos nebuvimo yra absurdiška.
And by process of logical elimination, we can understand, therefore, there must be an absolute truth.
Dėl to vien jau logiškai samprotaujant galima nesunkiai įsitikinti, kad absoliuti tiesa turi būti.
Absolute truth means that which is true absolutely.
Ir absoliuti tiesa tai yra reiškia tai, kas yra absoliučiai teisinga.
It's true today.
Ir teisinga.
It was true yesterday.
Vakar tai buvo tiesa.
It'll be true tomorrow.
Ir bus tiesa.
It's true for me.
Ir man tai tiesa.
It's true for you.
Tiesa tau.
It's true for her.
Ir jai.
It's true for everyone.
Ir tai yra tiesa visiems.
It's even true for that tree over there.
Ir netgi medžiui irgi tai yra tiesa absoliuti.
It's true for everything.
Viskam ir visiems tai yra tiesa.
In all times, all places and all circumstances.
Visais laikais, visomis aplinkybėmis ir visur.
So, in our tiny position with our limited senses, how will we realize that absolute truth?
Taigi, mūsų ribotų atveju, su savo netobulom jislėm, kaip mums visą tai suprasti?
Our senses are very limited.
Mūsų pojūčiai yra labai riboti.
Can you see through that wall over there?
Ar galit matyti kiaurai per sieną?
You see, we cannot see through that wall.
Negalim.
But yet we know there is something on the other side of the wall.
Bet žinome, kad už sienos kažkas yra numanoma.
But because our senses are limited, we cannot see what is going on the other side of the wall. Now through microscopes and telescopes and various scientific instruments, we can give our senses more power to perceive things.
Mikroskopų, teleskopų pagalba galime pagerinti savo jutiminius organus, leidžiantiems pamatyti toliau daugiau labiau.
But there's still a limit.
Bet vis tiek riba yra ir tam.
Beyond which we cannot perceive.
Ir riba, kurios negalim pasiekti.
So how will we ever see the absolute truth?
Taigi, kaip mums pamatyti absoliučią tiesą?
Which is far, far beyond our powers of perception.
Kuri yra toli, toli už mūsų sugebėjimo pasiekti ją.
Here's the easy answer.
Štai atsakymas.
When the absolute truth chooses to reveal itself to us,
kai pati absoliuti tiesa pasirenka mus atsiskleisti mums,
by its unlimited power, then we can know the absolute truth.
Ir tik tai savo neribotos galios ir pareigumų dėka absoliučią tiesą, nes jos malonės dėka galim pažinti.
Everything that exists is a manifestation of the absolute truth.
Viskas, kas funkcionuoja ir egzistuoja, yra apraiška absoliučios tiesos.
The people,
žmonės,
the buildings,
pastatai,
the mountains,
kalnai,
the sky,
dangus,
the trees,
medžiai,
the cars,
mašinos.
Everything that exists is a manifestation of the absolute truth.
Viskas, kas funkcionuoja, egzistuoja, yra apraiška absoliučios tiesos.
So, how do we find out that absolute truth?
Taigi, kaip mums ją atrasti?
There is actually an ancient system of realizing the absolute truth.
Yra senoji sistema, kaip suprasti absoliučią tiesą.
It is called the system of self-realization.
Tai ir vadinama sistema savęs pažinimo mokslas.
Because we are all manifestation of the absolute truth.
Visi mes esame absoliučios tiesos apraiška.
That absolute truth actually exists within us.
Nes absoliučia tiesa ir mumyse randasi taipogi.
We simply have to revive our ability to reconnect with that absolute truth.
Dėl to mums reikia tą sugebėjimą atgaivinti, pažadinti, suprasti absoliučią tiesą.
The system of reconnecting is called yoga.
Ir ta sistema atkurti tam nutrūkusiam ryšiui vadinama yoga.
Yoga, the Sanskrit word yoga, in English, I don't know about it in your Lithuanian language, but in English it is translated as yoke.
Yoke.
Like they connect the ox with the plow. How did I say in Lithuanian?
Yoga, jungtis also connection.
Yog, same thing. Yes.
Jungtis.
So yoga is that which connects you with the absolute truth.
Taigi, yoga yra sistema, kuri jūs pajungia, sujungia su absoliučia tiesa.
There are many types of yoga.
Yra daug įvairiausių jogos sistemų.
Just like, you know, some of the yogis, they sit down and they, you know, they make their body like a pretzel, you know, pretzel.
Yeah.
All different. They do the asanas.
Yeah. Ir yra jogos sistemos, kur jogai sėdi ir su mazgytom kojom atlieka įvairius pratimus, asanas, taip vadinamas.
They stand on their head.
Stojas ant galvos.
They hold their breath, so many things.
Sulaiko kvėpavimą, nekvėpuoja.
So that is one type of yoga. But the highest type of yoga is called bhakti yoga. That is the yoga when you understand the true nature of the absolute truth and you develop a loving relationship with the absolute truth. This yoga is much easier than any other type of yoga. In fact, it's so easy that any one of us in this room, we can easily become a master of the Bhakti Yoga system. Doesn't matter what you are. You can be a student. You can be a housewife. You can be retired.
Ar galite būti pensijoje.
You can be a politician.
Galite būti politiko.
A businessman.
Komersanto.
A musician.
Muzikanto.
An actor.
Aktoriumi.
A lawyer.
Teisininku.
A scientist.
Mokslininku.
You can be unemployed.
Galite ir bedarbiu būti.
Whatever your position is, you can practice this Bhakti Yoga system and you can realize the absolute truth.
Ir bet kokiai padėti jūs galite praktikuodami bhakti jogą suprasti, realizuoti absoliučią tiesą.
And when you realize the absolute truth, you will have an impact on this planet.
Ir įdomiausia tai, kad realizavę supratę absoliučią tiesą, jūs darote įtaką šitą.
By your energy, you will be able to uplift the global consciousness of this planet.
Savo energijos dėka jūs sugebėsite truputėlį prisidėti prie visos planetos sąmoningumo padidėjimo.
And help to bring about a solution for all the problems.
Ir kaip išspręsti visas problemas vienu ypu.
Global warming.
Globalinis atšilimas.
Terrorism.
Terrorizmas.
Hunger.
Badas.
Disease.
Ligos.
Etc.
Ir taip toliau.
So, how does one do that then?
Taigi, kaip tai padaryti?
How does one realize the absolute truth in the Bhakti Yoga system? The first thing is we have to understand the nature of the absolute truth. Since the absolute truth is that which from which everything is emanating, we can know something about it just by that. Everything that exists is a manifestation of the absolute truth.
Viskas, kas egzistuoja, yra įvairios apraiškos absoliučios tiesos.
So now I'm going to give you a mundane example. Try to understand.
Taigi, paprastas, kasdieniškas pavyzdys, padedantis suprasti.
Let's say every day I brought you 1 kilo of pure gold.
Pavyzdžiui, kasdien aš jums atnešu po 1 kilogramą gryno aukso.
Every morning, 1 kilogram of pure gold I brought to you.
Kas rytą atnešu tau po kilogramą tyriausio aukso.
You become very wealthy very fast.
Ir gana greitai praturtėtum, tiesa?
And you may say one day, where are you getting all this gold anyway?
Ir vieną dieną kiltų klausimas tau. O iš kur tu tą auksą imi?
And I tell you, well, I have a gold mine.
Ir aš pasakau, pas mane yra kasykla aukso.
And you ask me, well, how much gold do you have in the gold mine?
Ir tu klausi manęs, o kiek pas mano kasykloje aukso yra iš viso?
And I say, well, I don't really have any gold in the gold mine.
Ir aš sakau, kad iš tikrųjų šiaip jau kasykloje neturiu aukso.
Would you believe me?
Ar patikėtų mane?
If every day I'm giving you 1 kilo of pure gold and I tell you I have no gold in the gold mine?
Ir jeigu kasdien tau atnešu po vieną kilogramą aukso, bet kai tu manęs paklausi, aš pasakau, kad tas
Would any of you here in this room believe me?
Ar patikė žmonės šioje auditorijoje manęs?
If I brought you a kilo of pure gold every morning and told you that my gold mine doesn't have any gold in it?
Ir jeigu kas rytą atnešu po kilogramą aukso, bet mano kasykloje aukso nėra?
Would anybody here believe me?
Kas patikės manęs?
Raise your hand if you would believe me.
Pakelkit ranką, jeigu patikėtumėt.
Why?
Kodėl?
You can get the gold not from the mine, from somewhere else, on the way.
But I'm telling you, I'm getting it from my gold mine.
Bet aš sakau, kad iš kasyklos auksas.
Take a look at alchemy.
Maybe you are expert in alchemy. Alchemy.
I'm telling you that I'm getting gold from my gold mine, and my gold mine has no gold in it, you see.
Taigi, aš sakau, kad auksą gaunu iš kasyklos, bet kasykloje aukso neturiu.
You see, doesn't make sense.
Taigi, logikos nėra, tiesa?
So in the same way,
lygiai taip pat,
if I told you that, that absolute source, that absolute truth in which everything is coming, has no personality within it. Would that make sense?
Jei aš lygiai taip pat tą pavyzdį duodu, jeigu sakau, kad absoliuti tiesa, kuri egzistuoja, neturi asmeninimo. Ar tai turi prasme?
I see so many persons in this room.
Aš matau tiek daug žmonių asmenų.
I'm a person.
Kabinete.
You're a person.
Tu asmuo.
You're a person.
Visi asmenys.
You're a person.
Ir tu asmuo.
You're a person.
Ir tu asmuo.
You're a person.
Ir tu.
There's so many persons in this room.
Tiek žmonių šiam.
So how could the absolute truth, the absolute source of all energy, be devoid of personality?
Tai kaipgi absoliuti tiesa, visa ko šaltinis gali būti nuasmenintas?
Impersons cannot produce persons.
Ne asmuo negali gimdyti asmenų.
You see, that which is impersonal, we've never seen something impersonal with a personal nature.
Mes negalime pamatyti kažko besmeniškos, asmeniškos prigimtim.
It's like this piece of chalk, you see, it's impersonal.
Pavyzdžiui, šita kreida, jinai besmenė.
Have you ever walked into a classroom and had a piece of chalk ask you how you're doing today?
Ar kada nors atėjote į auditoriją ir kreida jūs užkalbino, kaip jautiesi šiandien?
Persons, impersons do not manifest personality.
Beasmeniški daiktai. Neapreiškia asmenybių savybę.
But how many times have you had a person be very impersonal towards you?
Bet galbūt jūs esate taipogi patyrę, kaip asmuo su jumis elgiasi besmeniškai.
That we experience every day.
Ir tai jau kasdien mes patiriam.
Persons can be impersonal.
Asmenys gali būti besmeniškai.
But never have we seen that an imperson can be personal.
Bet priešingu atveju, beasmeniškam.
So therefore, since the absolute truth is emanating so many persons from itself, we can understand the imperson, the absolute truth must have personality within it.
Dėl to, kadangi matome tiek daug asmenų, tai ir šaltinis, iš ko viskas kyla, absoliuti tiesa, irgi turi būti asmuo.
So if it has personality, it must be a person.
Ir jeigu jis turi asmenybę, asmeninių savybių, tai turi būti asmuo.
As we have established with the chalk, impersons do not have personality.
Kaip ir su kreida, kreidos pavyzdžiu, asmeninis daiktas negali būti asmenybė.
So if the absolute truth has personality, it must be personal, it cannot be impersonal.
Ir dėl to absoliuti tiesa, jeigu iš jos kyla asmenis, jinai turi būti pati asmeniška.
It must be a person.
Tai turi būti asmuo.
So, you are a person.
Taigi tu asmuo.
If every day I ask you, how is it doing today?
Ir jeigu aš tavęs paklausiu, kas dien?
Would you like to be called it?
Kaip tai šiandien jaučiuosi?
You may tolerate it for a few days, but after a while you would get very irritated.
Kreipinį tu pakęstum, bet ar ilgai?
Why are you calling me it?
Kodėl paklausti manęs? Kodėl
Don't you realize that I'm a person? Don't you realize that I'm a person?
Ar nesupranti, kad aš asmuo?
Is it? So, the absolute truth is a person.
Absoliuti tiesa yra asmuo.
We may refer to it philosophically as it.
Galime ją vadinti besmeniškai kaip
So that is an that is an incomplete, imperfect understanding. We have to more correctly understand that the absolute truth is a person. That means that a person is emanating all of this stuff from himself.
Skleidžia viską, kas aplinkui iš savęs.
All of these people, all of these countries, all of these mountains and oceans.
Kalnus, vandenynus.
There is a person who is emanating all of this from himself.
Yra asmuo, iš kurio visa tai kyla.
So you may ask, why is he doing this?
Ir galėt tada paklausyti, ko jis visa tai, kam jis visa tai daro.
Well, that supreme person. He likes people. That's why he's manifesting us from himself, so he can have a relationship with us. So now I have just told you why you exist. I'm not talking about your temporary body, which was created because your parents wanted to have sex.
Ir nekalbu apie jūsų kūną, laikiną kūną, vien dėl to, kad jūsų tėvai turėjo lytinių santykių.
I'm talking about your eternal spiritual identity.
Aš kalbu apie jūsų amžiną dvasinę tapatybę.
Which exists eternally in spite of so many changes of body.
Kuri egzistuoja amžinai nepriklausomai nuo kūnų pokyčių įvairiuose gyvenimuose.
That eternal spiritual self exists because the supreme spirit self wants to have loving relationships.
Ir ta dvasinė amžina siela egzistuoja vien dėl to, kad aukščiausias asmuo nori turėti artimiausius meilės santykius su kiekviena siela.
So that's why you're here.
Dėl to čia ir esam.
The theologians call that absolute supreme God.
Teologai tai vadina absoliuti tiesa Dievas.
The scientists call, they say, the source of the universe.
Mokslininkai tai įvardyja kaip visatos kūrinijos šaltinis.
Whether we say the source of the universe and or God, we're talking about the same person.
Ir ar tai vadiname Dievu, ar tai vadiname šaltiniu visos visatos, apie tą patį asmenį šnekam.
So the point is, if we want to solve global warming, we want to solve terrorism, crime, hunger, all the problems.
Ir jeigu mes norime išspręsti visas tas problemas, terorizmo, bado, globalinio atšilimo ir taip toliau,
all we have to do is reconnect with that supreme person.
Ką reikia daryti? Reikia vėl atkurti ryšį su tuo aukščiausiu asmeniu.
So how do you do that?
Reikia tai padaryti.
How do you make a connection with another person?
Taigi, kaip jūs sąveikaujate su kitais asmenimis?
What is the way that people like you to connect with them?
Kaip žmonėms patinka, kad su jais sąveikaujate?
What is the way that you like people to connect with you?
Ir kas jums patinka, kad žmonės kaip į jūs kreiptųsi?
By being rude to you?
Ar grubiai?
By ignoring you?
Ar nekreipdami dėmesio jūs?
By being cruel to you?
Ar žiauriai elgiantis su tavimi?
By cheating you?
Ar apgaudinėjant tave?
No.
Ne.
We want people to love us.
Norim, kad mus mylėtų žmonės.
We want that someone will love me and I can love them and they'll love me and I love them.
Ir aš noriu, kad mane mylėtų, ir aš noriu mylėti kitą, ir vėl mane mylėtų, ir aš mylėčiau kitą.
Every single one of us is looking for loving relationships.
Vienas iš mūsų ieškom šitų meilės santykių.
That's why someone who has not been able to make any loving relationships, what do?
Dėl to tie, kurie nesugeba mylėti, kągi jie daro?
They get a dog.
Jie įsigyja šunį.
So they can love their dog.
Kad galėtų su šunim.
They come home from work, you see.
Grįžta namo iš darbo.
They pat their dog on the head.
Patapšnoja, paglosto šunį per galvą.
Nice boy, nice boy.
Cicis, šaunuolis.
And the dog, he licks their face. And they feel very happy. And my dog loves me very much, you see.
Šunį tai labai patinka.
So everyone is looking for loving relationships.
Visi nori meilės.
So if you want to, in the Bhakti Yoga system, to reestablish your relationship with the Absolute Truth, all you have to do is learn how to love it.
Dėl to, jeigu norite atkurti savo santykius nutrūkusius absoliučia tiesa, reikia išmokti mylėti.
So how do you develop love for someone?
Taigi, kaip išvystote meilę kažkieno atžvilgiu?
You see, how, what's the technique of learning how to love
someone?
You have to get to know them, right?
Reikia tą žmogų, asmenį pažinti.
If you don't know anything about them,
jeigu apie jį nieko nežinot,
you've never seen them,
nematėt jo,
you've never heard them,
negirdėjot apie ją,
you don't know their name,
nežinot jos vardo,
you don't know what they do,
nežinot ko užsiima,
you don't know what kind of food they like to eat,
kokį maistą jiems patinka,
you don't know anything at all about them, how will you ever love them?
Apie tokį žmogų, kaip jį įsimylėsit? Neįmanoma.
Let's say that you were looking to get married.
Taigi, norite ištekėti arba apsivesti.
One of the guys here wanted to marry a beautiful girl, say for example.
Kažkokia gražią merginą.
And I said, all right, I have a girl for you.
Ir aš tam draugui sakau, gerai, turiu tau draugę.
But you can't see her, you can't hear her, you can't talk to her, you can't have any kind of contact, but you have to fall in love with him.
Ir bet negalės jos nei pamatyti, nei išgirsti, nei nieko, nieko, kas įkurtų kažkokį santykį tarp jūsų.
Would you like such a woman?
Ar norėtum tokios moters?
Of course not.
Aišku, ne.
So the point is to love that supreme absolute person.
Taigi, kad pamirti šitą aukščiausią absoliučią
we have to know. We have to know what he looks like. We have to be able to meet him. So many things.
Reikia sužinoti, reikia pažinti jį, kaip atrodo, kur užsiema, kur gyvena.
Nowadays in the churches they talk about loving God. But they don't tell you what he looks like. They don't tell you what his name is. You don't know anything about him at all.
It's
just some vague idea of a big man out there in the sky somewhere. Therefore people are losing interest in religion. Because it's too vague.
Nes per visą tai per daug išplaukia.
It's too ethereal.
Per daug teoriška.
So, in the science of the absolute truth that was revealed to me by my spiritual master.
Taigi, mano dvasinio mokytojo dėka šitas mokslas buvo atskristas man.
His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Hold up his picture. Yes.
Dieviškoji malonė, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
My spiritual master came from India to America on the Jaladuta ship in
1965.
To introduce this science of the absolute truth to solve all the problems of the world. Because as soon as you realize who is the Supreme Person,
nes kai tik jūs suprasit, kas yra absoliuti asmenybė.
You understand what his name is.
Suprasit, sužinosit, koks jo vardas.
What his qualities are.
Kokios jo savybės.
What his activities are.
Kuo jis užsiema.
All the details about him.
Visos smulkmenos apie jį aprašo.
And you're given a technique by which you can personally meet him also.
Ir duodama jums sistema, kurios pagalba galite net jį susitikti.
Then you enter into an amazing existence.
Ir tada patenkate į neįtikėtiną egzistenciją.
You enter into amazing transcendental existence where you can connect with that person who's the source of all the energy at every minute.
Ir patenkate į tokį santykį, amžiną santykį, kiekvieną minutę jausti jo buvimą.
That person by whose energy the lights are lit up in this room. That person by whose energy the sky is lit up. That person by whose energy all the flowers are blooming in the spring. That person by whose energy the entire existence is going on, you see. As soon as we reconnect with that person, then our life becomes completely transformed. We live an enlightened existence in complete harmony with that Supreme Person. The one root cause for every single problem of this planet is we are not living in harmony with that Supreme Person.
Ir pagrindinė šaknyse priežastis visų problemų šiam pasaulyje, kad negyvename harmonijoje su ta asmenybė aukščiausia.
It's as simple as that.
Tik tiek.
All we have to do is reconnect with that Supreme Person.
Visa, ką reikia padaryti, atkurti savo nutrūkusį santykį su ta asmenybė.
Through love.
Per meilę.
And then all of our personal problems will be solved.
Ir mūsų asmeninės problemos bus išspręstos.
And we can solve all the problems of the world gradually as this science spreads throughout the world.
Ir tada išspręsti pasaulio likusias problemas po truputį.
So therefore I am traveling and preaching. We are part of a movement known as the Hare Krishna movement.
Ir dėl to mes keliaujame po visą pasaulį ir skleidžiame šitą žinojimą iš judėjimo, kuris vadinamas Hare Krishna.
And we are trying to make a revolution on this planet.
Ir tokiu būdu revoliucija šioje planetoje vyksta.
To reconnect everyone with that Supreme Person.
Padėti žmonėms atkurti savo nutrūkusį ryšį su
He is called by various names in various scriptures.
Ir įvairiuose raštuose, šventraščiuose jis vadinamas įvairiais vardais.
The Christians call him Jehovah.
Ir vadina jį Jehovah.
The Muslims call him Allah.
Musulmonai vadina Allahu.
The Buddhists call him Buddha.
Budistai vadina Buddha.
And he is described in the Vedic literatures by the name Krishna.
Ir Veduose jis taip pat aprašytas kaip Krishna.
So whatever name you want to call him, that is our
Ir kokiu vardu jį benorėtumėt vadinti.
That doesn't matter. You can use any name from any scripture that you choose. It's okay.
Ir gali pasirinkti bet kokį vardą iš bet kokio šventraščio, kuris jums patiktų.
But whatever name you call him, you must reconnect with that Supreme Person in loving relationship.
Ir kokiu vardu bevadintumėt, turite atkurti meilės santykių su aukščiausia asmenybe.
And then your life will become perfect.
Jūsų gyvenimas patobulas iš karto.
I've been doing this for 37 years.
Aš to užsiemu jau 37 metus.
Since I was a 22-year-old boy.
Nuo 22 metų amžiaus būdamas jaunuolis.
Now I'm 60.
Dabar man 60.
And I'm telling you, it's the most amazing thing you could ever do with your life.
Ir galiu jums pasakyti, užtikrintai, kad tai yra pats nuostabiausias dalykas mano gyvenime.
To reconnect with Krishna.
Atkurti savo santykį su Krishna.
The Supreme Person.
Aukščiausia asmenybė.
If you're interested in doing this, we have wonderful books that tell you about it.
Ir viena iš mūsų knygų apie tai rašoma.
And we will have a wonderful mantra that you can say along with us.
Ir viena mantra, didžiąją mantra, kurią kartu su mumis galėsite.
It goes like this.
Ir jis skamba taip.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everyone repeat. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra is a very powerful way to reconnect with that Supreme Person.
Šita mantra yra metodas, galingas metodas atkurti savo ryšį su aukščiausia asmenybe.
If you will chant this name regularly or any name of God,
Ir jeigu reguliariai jūs ją kartosite, tad kurį kitą vardą Dievo
with love
su meile
and try to give up your sinful bad habits
ir po truputį atsikratysite blogų įpročių
you will feel an amazing transformation of your consciousness.
Patirsite neįtikėtiną pokytį savo sąmonės.
You will see how all miseries, all anxieties, all the bad qualities go away from your heart.
Patirsite kaip automatiškai, savaime blogosios savybės, nelaimės.
And you become
pasitrauks iš jūsų gyvenimo.
And you become completely enlightened in transcendental bliss.
Paprasčiausiai gyvensite palaimingą gyvenimą palaimoje.
Just like when the sun comes up in the morning.
Lygiai taip pat kai saulė pateka ryte.
All the darkness is destroyed.
Visa tamsa pasitraukia.
So when you become Krishna conscious.
Then
all the illusion and all the anxiety goes away from your heart. You become full of love for God and for all living beings. You become free from lust. Free from anger. Free from greed. Free from madness. Free from illusion. And free from envy. And we don't even charge you a penny to teach you how to do this. This is the most powerful self-improvement system that exists anywhere in the universe. There are so many seminars on self-improvement, time management, success. You know, so many seminars are being taught. You have to pay thousands of dollars to attend these seminars. But we are giving you something thousands of times more valuable than any seminar being taught anywhere in the world today. And we're doing it absolutely free. Sometimes people say, well, actually you should charge big money for doing this, because people may think if it's free it's not worth anything. But my spiritual master gave me this knowledge for free. So how could I charge you $500 or $1,000 to attend my seminar when I got it for free? That wouldn't be fair to you. That wouldn't be fair to him. He gave it to me freely out of love. So I'm giving it to you today freely out of love. I hope you'll take advantage of this by regularly chanting the holy names of God and giving up sinful activities. You will have an amazing awakening of consciousness within you. And by the energy you emanate from your enlightened consciousness, you will have an uplifting impact on the whole world and all of its problems. So, now I can ask you if you have any questions.
What is the way to feel that love from the Supreme Person? Maybe just through some other person, some media person. Otherwise, directly, how you can feel the love emanating from the Supreme Person?
If you want to feel the love coming from the Supreme Person, the simple thing is you give your love to Him.
Jeigu norite patirti meilę iš aukščiausio asmens, turite būti pasiruošę jam duoti savo meilę.
In fact, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita,
Krishna Bhagavad Gita sako pats,
ye yatamam prapajyante tans tathaiva vacham yaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So if you want to feel the love of Krishna coming to you, all you have to do is give your love to Krishna. And then you will feel His love coming back to you in return. Next question.
In Holy Scripture it is said that the Lord's name is Yahweh, Jehovah.
In Holy Scripture it is said that the Lord's name is Yahweh.
Yahweh? God's name is Yahweh?
Is that right?
Yes. Yes, you can address the name as Yahweh also. If you want to address the Lord as Yahweh, that's fine also. Sure. Yahweh, Krishna, Jehovah, Buddha, Allah, like that. These are all very nice names.
labai gražus šventi vardai įvairūs. The priest told to me personally that the Lord's name is Yahweh.
Yes, we accepted it, Yahweh.
No, the priest talked to her.
The tree is a
priest.
Oh, the priest.
Priests. Yes, they have told you correctly. His name is Yahweh. That's a fact.
Jis teisybę pasakė, nes jo vardas yra Yahweh. But he said
my question is God only... here's my question. Does God only have one name?
Dėl to aš turiu klausimą. Ar Dievas turi tik vieną vardą?
You see, my father, he's an ordinary man of this world.
Mano tėvas paprastas pasaulio žmogus.
His parents called him son.
Jo tėvai jį vadino sūnum.
His wife called him honey.
Žmona jį vadino medučiu.
We children called him daddy.
Vaikai vadindavo jį tėčiu.
And his college buddies called him Fogey. So how many names is that? He had four or five names. He's an ordinary man of this world. So do you mean to tell me if an ordinary man of this world can have four or five names that God is limited to one name?
Tai jeigu paprasti žmogeliai gali turėti kelis vardus, kodėl Dievas turėtų būti apribotas tik vienu vardu?
Mike, is God limited or is God unlimited?
Tai Dievas jis ribotas ar jis
neribotas? What do you all say tonight? Is God limited or is he unlimited?
Tai Dievas ribotas ar neribotas?
What do you say?
Kas?
Unlimited, yes. Therefore, how can the unlimited supreme person be limited to one name?
Taigi, kaip darybės amžinas Dievas gali būti ribotas vienu vardu?
Is that logical?
Ar tai logiška?
No, it's crazy.
Tai pamišimas, neteisybė.
God has unlimited names.
Dievas turi be galo vardų daug.
And Yahweh is one of them.
Ir Yahweh vienas iš jų.
Next question.
Kokiu dar klausimu turi? How to achieve?
Now, I can hear you better without the microphone. My ear, I'm harder to hear.
How to achieve loving relationship with the Supreme Person?
Yes. Very nice question. Thank you very much for your wonderful question. This is similar to her question. There is the Vedic wisdom. Specifically tells us how to do that.
Mums konkrečiai sako, ką reikia daryti.
Specifically, it is stated that if you will chant God's names,
jeigu kartoti Dievo šventus vardus,
and if you will offer all of your food to Him before you eat,
ir jeigu aukosite jam maistą prieš valgydami,
and you will bow down to Him regularly every day,
ir jeigu lenksitės jam kasdien.
By this activity, your love for Him will come back.
Šitos veiklos dėka, jūsų meilė natūraliai jam prabus.
You see, deep within your heart, you already have pure love for God.
Ir pamatysite, kad iš prigimties tą meilę, tyra Dievui, turime visi.
But because we've grown up in a society which is very materialistic, we've forgotten that love of God.
Dėl to, kad užaugome materialistiškoje visuomenėje, užmiršome tą santykį meilę su Dievu.
But if you every day chant his holy names and offer your food to Him and bow down to Him, then gradually that original pure love will come out.
Bet jeigu kasdien reguliariai kartotumėm šventus Dievo vardus, aukotumėm maistą,
now the Lord doesn't want us.
Santykiai grįžtų.
He doesn't want us to offer Him meat, fish and eggs.
Jisai neprašo mūsų, kad mes jam aukotumėm lavonieną, žuvieną, ar dar kokią nors.
So only offer fruits, vegetables, dairy products and grains.
Dėl to vegetariniai produktai tai ta auka, kurią Dievas priima iš mūsų.
But if you offer your foodstuffs to Him, these categories, you'll chant His names every day, you bow down to Him, you'll be amazed how your heart becomes filled with love of God.
Jūs patys nustepsite, kasdien kartodami jo vardus, aukodami jam maistą ir lenkdamiesi jam, kaip jis jūsų širdį išvalytų.
I can guarantee you this.
Tai aš garantuoju.
You'll be the happiest woman in the whole universe.
Ir būsite, taptumėte laimingiausiu žmogumi visatoje.
Hmm. Next question.
Sekantis klausimas.
Yeah.
We have to search for that supreme person. Out, I'm out of world, I'm in a world.
Where is he? How do you find him?
We have to search for him.
Where is this? Actually, Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita. Yo mam pashyati sarvatra sarvam shaimai pashyati tasyaham na pranashyami satchamena pranashyati. He says that one who can see me everywhere and see everything within me is never lost nor is ever lost to me.
Ir viską mato manyje, tas yra išminčius ir niekada neprapuola.
So the answer is both.
Taigi, atsakymas būtų abiem atvejais.
God is everywhere.
Dievas yra visur.
And he's the source of everything.
Ir viso ko šaltinis.
That means he's there and he's present in the light of the sun.
Ir jisai saulės šviesoje taip pat dalyvauja.
He's there in the taste of water.
Ir vandens skonyje Dievas taip pat yra.
He's there in your heart. But he's most available in the scriptures. I recommend you take one of these scriptures home tonight and read, because he's directly speaking in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hold that book up. Hold it up, yeah. And he's also revealed to you by the spiritual master. If you can hear about him from a bona fide spiritual master, just by those words coming from the spiritual master's mouth, that the Lord will actually enter into your heart and activate your divine consciousness.
Ir jeigu jūs išgirstumėte šventus vardus iš dvasinio mokytojo, jūsų sąmonė kaip pat prašvistų.
Just like I heard from my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada.
Aš išgirdau tai iš savo dvasinio mokyto Šilos Prabhupados.
By reading his books and hearing from him, that revived my Krishna consciousness.
Skaitant knygas jo ir klausantis jo, tai pažadino vėl mano sąmonę Dievą.
So these books are available for you also. You can read them. We have a book table right here.
Tos knygos pasiekiamos jums lietuvių kalba štai ant stalo.
And you can go on my... I have an internet... on a free e-course on the internet.
Ir taip pat aš turiu internete, vedu kursus, nemokamus kursus.
You just go to this email here, hand that gentleman my card.
Įteikite jam vizitinę kortelę, ten užrašytas adresas.
Yeah. You can go to my e-course on the internet, www.backtohome.com.
Ir www.backtohome.com.
I give a lesson every day on how to find God within and without.
Kasdien aš duodu pamoką, kaip rasti Dievą.
I'm helping thousands and thousands of people all over the world to connect with God both within their heart and without externally.
Ir padedu tūkstančiams žmonių pasaulyje, kaip rasti Dievą tiek širdyje, tiek išorinėm pasaulyje jį pamatyti.
So I can teach you how to do it.
Taip pat galiu pamokyti, jeigu tik.
You can also email me. With any questions you may have, just tell me, just say you met me here at the university tonight, and I'll remember who you were. In other words, I'll be your tutor. Anybody who wants to get tutored on how to realize God, you can just sign up for my course.
Abhi Nanda, write
backtohome.com on the board. Make good use of this impersonal chalk. Everybody can write this down if you want to get on my e-course. Any other questions?
That you got this knowledge from your spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. And where did he got the knowledge?
Yes, the knowledge originally comes from God himself, Krishna.
Yahweh or Krishna
gives this knowledge in the beginning of the universe to Lord Brahma.
Duoda šitas žinias visatos kūrinijos pradžioj viešpačiui Brahmai.
Lord Rama gave it to Narad Muni.
Ir viešpats Brahma perdavė savo mokiniui, Naradai Muni.
Narad Muni gave it to Vyasadev.
Narada Munis perdavė Vyasadevai.
Vyasadev gave it to Madhvacharya.
Vyasadeva Madhvacharya perdavė.
And this way it was passed down for many generations over thousands of years to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he gave it to A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And now Prabhupada, through Prabhupada's movement, we are all getting this knowledge, you see. And you are getting it also. So if you will take advantage of this knowledge, you can escape all the sufferings of material existence. Any other questions?
You say that there is one absolute truth,
yeah.
But there is a spiritual master who gives you the absolute truth. But then we see that lots of people follow different spiritual masters, or they follow their own desires.
Mm-hmm.
And how to figure out which spiritual master gives the real absolute truth or not?
Actually, there can be more than one bona fide spiritual master. It's like how many doctors? There can be many doctors. As long as the doctor is bona fide, then you're okay. So you just have to make sure he's a bona fide doctor. He's not a what we call in English a quack. I don't know what you call it in your
language.
So in the same way, any bona fide guru who's presenting Krishna consciousness, pure love of God, they are qualified to deliver you from this material existence. So you take, just like you, if you're sick, you choose one doctor and go and surrender to his treatment. So you choose one bona fide guru and surrender to his treatment. Just as if you want to be cured, you must follow the orders of the doctor. If you want to be cured, you must follow the order of the spiritual master. Just make sure he's not a quack. That's all. Anything else? Everybody satisfied? Anybody else besides any of the newcomers?
Okay. If this knowledge comes through lots of spiritual masters in the mind, how to make sure that this knowledge was not adjusted, interpreted, like in the broken form, distorted.
Yeah. That's the advantage of having the scripture. In the Bhagavad Gita, we have the original words of God, Sri Krishna.
So,
as long as the spiritual master is presenting the teachings of Krishna without any addition or subtraction, you can understand he is bona fide.
Ir jeigu dvasinis mokytas neiškreiptas žinias pagal šventraštį jums pristato, jūs galite suprasti, kad jis yra bona fide autoritetingas.
If he's presenting something different from Krishna, then you know you get away as fast as you can.
Bet jeigu žinote, kad jis kažką matote, kad jis kažką savo prideda, tada lėkite, sprukite šoną nuo jo.
He's not a teacher, he's a cheater.
Jis ne mokytojas, jis apgavikas.
But one who actually repeats the words of God as given in Bhagavad Gita, he is a genuine spiritual master.
Kuris kartoja Dievo vardus, Dievo žodžius, išvardytų ir pasakytus Bhagavad Gita, jis autoritetingas.
Anything else?
Dar klausimų?
In the back there?
Gale.
Is the individual spirit self, is it a eternal as well?
What?
Is an individual spirit of self, is eternal.
Yes.
And is its her, is this spiritual soul's qualities are also non-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes, the individual soul is eternal.
Taip, individualis siela yra amžina.
And the qualities are also eternal.
Ir savybės taip pat amžinos.
This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
Ir Bhagavad Gita taip pat tvirtinama.
Najayate mriyate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavitava nabhuya ajo nityam shashvato yam prano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. For the soul there is neither birth nor death at any time.
Sielai nėra nei gimimų, nei mirčių.
He is not come into being, does not come into being, and will not come into being. He is eternal, ever existing,
visada gyvenanti, gyvenusi ir gyvensinti,
undying,
nemirštanti,
and primeval.
Ir pirminė.
He is not slain when the body is slain.
Ir jį nežūsta, kai miršta kūnas.
So that's who you really are.
Taigi, tai, kuo ir esate jūs.
You're an eternal spiritual being. You're not that body.
Dvasinė būtybė, bet ne kūnas.
When we speak about individual souls, qualities, do we mean transcendental qualities?
The soul's qualities are all transcendental. Transcendental means not having to do with this material existence. Next question.
If the soul is eternal, why we don't remember its eternity?
The soul is eternal, why we don't remember its eternal eternity? Do you remember what you were doing exactly 1 year ago today?
Ar pameni, ką prieš metus, 7 gegužės 2007 metų veikiai tu?
Your nature is forgetfulness.
Tokia jau prigimtis, užmarštumas.
So, just because you don't remember what you were doing a year ago today doesn't mean that you didn't exist a year ago today.
Ir jeigu tu nepameni, ką prieš metus darėjai tą pačią dieną, nereiškia, kad tu negyvenai tą dieną prieš metus.
So, in this way, you can understand that there is so much you don't know, you don't remember, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Ir dėl to gali suprasti, kad tiek daug dalykų, kurių nepameni arba nežinai, bet nereiškia, kad jų nėra.
So you have to take the superior knowledge from the Vedic scriptures and from the spiritual master to understand you had an existence before you got this body.
Ir dėl to reikia šitą žinią skaityti iš dvasinio mokytojo šventraščių ir suprasti, sužinoti, kad iki tol, kol tu neegzistavai, siela tavo egzistavo.
Any other question?
Dar klausimai?
Jeigu siela nepriklauso nuo kūno, kam visą tai reikalinga? Šitą žemę, šitą žmonės, viskas.
If that soul is independent from the body, mm-hmm. why is what the reason of this world, earth, mountains, and like this, of this creation? What is the meaning? Mm-hmm.
There is a transcendental existence.
yra ir kitas pasaulis, transcendentalus pasaulis.
Where there's no birth, no death, no old age, no disease.
Kur nėra gimimų, nėra kančių, nėra senatvės, nėra mirčių.
But one is not forced to remain there.
Bet jėga ten niekas nieko nelaiko.
Everybody who's there wants to be there.
Nes visi, kas ten yra, dvasinė pasaulė, savo
Everyone there is voluntarily is subordinate to God.
Ir ten visi laisvanoriškai yra pavaldus Dievui.
If someone thinks I would rather not be subordinate to God,
jeigu kas nors pagalvoja, o kam? Gal man nereikia čia pilnai atsiduoti Dievo valiai.
They are given another place where they can think they are independent from God.
Jiems suteikiama tokia galimybė, kokią mes gyvenam šiam pasaulyje.
That's where we are now.
Jie gali galvoti iliuziją, kad taip, aš pats Dievas.
That's our current place.
Ir va šitoje situacijoje mes dabar ir esame atsidūrę.
So this place is a reflection of the spiritual existence.
Ir šitas materialus pasaulis yra atspindys dvasinės kūrinijos.
It is called perverted reflection of the spiritual world.
Tai reiškia, kad materialus pasaulis yra apverstas atspindys tikrojo pasaulio.
There are beautiful, there are mountains, there are trees, there are rivers, there are lakes, there are flowers, there are butterflies, there are rocks, so many things in the spiritual world.
Dvasiniam pasauly taip pat yra jūros, vandenynai, upės, kalnai, žemė.
I'm answering your first question first. So, they exist here in a different form than they are in the spiritual world.
Dėl to šiame pasaulyje visa tai, kas yra tenais, turi kitą prigimtę.
Because they're originally there in their original true form, they're also manifested here, but not in the same wonderful way.
Bet dėl to visa tai, kas apreikšta šiam pasaulyje, irgi absoliučios tiesos dalis, bet kitaip.
In the spiritual world, there's no fear of death.
Pavyzdžiui, dvasinė pasaulyje nėra mirties baimės.
No such thing as old age or disease.
Arba senatvės ligų nėra tokių dalykų.
But here we have to deal with all these calamities, these problems.
Bet čia turime visas tas problemas ir su jomis turime kažką.
So all this variety you see that exists here, it exists because there is original variety in the spiritual world.
Ir šita įvairovė, kurią mes čia matome, jie egzistuoja vien dėl to, kad dvasinė pasaulyje taip pat yra įvairovė.
Dvasinis pasaulis tai materialus.
And the spiritual world, is it material as well?
It has form, but that form is purely transcendental, it's not material.
Dvasinis pasaulis taip pat turi formą, bet jisai turi kitą prigimtį, yra transcendentalią dvasinę prigimtį ir nėra materialus.
In this material world, you are limited by your form.
Pavyzdžiui, šiam pasaulyje tu esi ribotas savo kūno ligomis.
But in the spiritual world, you have a form that's not, that doesn't limit you.
Bet dvasinio pasaulyje turi formą arba kūną, kuris tavęs neriboja.
That's the difference.
Ir tai yra esminis skirtumas.
Dvasinis pasaulis, jis kartu egzistuoja su šito pasaulyje, dabar šiom šiakime.
And spiritual world is simultaneously existing with the material world, the same moment it's existing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Two different dimensions.
Tai skirtingose išmatavimuose.
Simultaneously existing.
Vienu laiku.
You can be whichever one you want to be in. In any minute you can be which one you choose to be in.
Ir gali pasirinkti, kuriam pasaulyje gyventi. Gali rinktis.
O tai buvo remiantis galima kalbėti apie dvasinį pasaulį, jeigu ten kas išeina, bus nebegrįžta.
So, based on what experience can you speak about spiritual world, because if someone leaves it from here, there never comes back. So how do we know it's there?
The Supreme Being explains in the Bhagavad Gita.
Pats aukščiausias asmuo, kūrėjas abiejų pasaulių, Bhagavad Gita apie tai kalba.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam shrajam yaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself.
Jisai pats sako, kad bet kur ir bet kada, kai religijos principai degraduoja ir įsivyrauja bedievystė, aš pats Dievas asmeniškai ateinu, kad atkurti tuos principus.
In other words, out of kindness to us, that Supreme Person Himself descends into this realm to give us knowledge about that existence.
Ir savo malonės dėka mūsų atžvilgiu tas aukščiausias asmuo ateina čia, kad mums pagelbėti.
And he doesn't come alone also. I will give you a mundane example in this connection. One time I was in the airport in Houston, Texas. Just walking along in the airport. And off in the distance I heard this music. It sounded like Hawaii. Da 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 da. What's going on in the Houston airport? I looked way over there, and there they were. There were some hula girls doing the hula dance with their grass skirts. And there was these fellows from Hawaii playing their ukuleles, you know. I mean, what is this? What's going on? But then I understood, I looked up there and there it was, Hawaiian Airlines. They imported the hula girls and the ukulele guys, you see, to give us a little taste of Hawaii, so we'll buy our tickets to go to Hawaii. So God is, He is even more powerful than Hawaiian Airlines. He comes to this world and He brings many of His associates from the spiritual world here. This happened 5,000 years ago in India. He created a whole replica of the spiritual world in a place in India. That place is called Vrindavan. And he manifested the activities of the spiritual world here on the planet Earth. And they are recorded in this book, the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can read about them. You can go to India and see the exact place where all these amazing things happen. So in this way you can get very nice information about that spiritual world by the grace of God. And you can get your ticket. In fact, I'm giving out the tickets tonight. Do you want one? How much I'm charging? I could charge you millions of dollars for these tickets. But I'm giving them out for the mere price of faith. If you will put your faith in my words, then I will bestow upon you a ticket to that transcendental world. Now it's up to you whether you want to put faith or not. But I guarantee you, if you put faith in my words, you will attain that ability. So we have to go now. Carl? Yeah. Here's your ticket. Okay, we have to go now, David, to the temple. We have to go back. 7:30 now. So, I can... What time are we planning to stop? Actually, what should we do now? Stop? You see us to put the deity worship at the temple. We have to take care of that. Is there any one last question?
Paskutinis klausimas, paskutiniausiai.
Jūs gyvenat dviese pasaulyse?
Am I in Kaunas right now? Actually, by the grace of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada,
I am living in, by taking shelter of His lotus feet. I am living in that transcendental world at every minute. I am inviting you to join me. An eternal life full of bliss and knowledge. So, perhaps you all can answer more questions. Certainly, you're qualified to answer. He's a senior devotee. You. I have to go now, but you certainly, if there's more questions, I can ask you.
Yeah, people even will have some questions.
Yeah, that'll be fine. So I thank you all very much. You're so nicely here.